Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Black Tie Movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. So, for example, and not just Memphis, they're changing movement everywhere, cross town, cross country. Let's say that you were moving from one city to another. Maybe you're getting a call up, right? And maybe your debut game is in the state of Missouri, right? You're one of the most hyped prospects in all of baseball, and you need to move. Black Tie Movement can handle that for you. 316-6196 is the phone number. In town, cross country. They're the best. They're going to stay on budget. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. Important qualities when it comes to moving. Get on the schedule now, 316-6196. Black Tie Movement, change and move in the city of Memphis. Belt to ass. Belt to ass. Kansas City, Royals. Belt to ass. See, that's what happens, Brad. You're going to have to repent, man. You're going to have to repent. You got to repent and atone for that loss. And Jack went 0-for-5, the most hyped debut in Major League Baseball history last night. Jack Caglianone.
Saw that.
And he went 0-for-5, and it was still belt to ass with the St. Louis Cardinals in Busch Stadium. Can you believe that? 10-7, your final.
They were up 7-2.
A lot of people don't think I was watching. Oh, but I was watching. Because I thought Jack was going to go yard on y'all.
I heard you talking about him in the halls yesterday.
On Wainwright. I thought Wainwright was going to get taken out of the park.
What? Different game?
Sorry. Apparently, my references are a little dated here.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Who was my guy that was a former Redbird that played for the Cardinals, man? What was his name? Oh, man, he had some playoff moments.
It's been a few.
It was 2000, like, I don't even remember his name. It's going to kill me.
Stubby Clap?
Rick Ankiel.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, the wild
thing. That was your guy. You loved Rick Ankiel. Rick Ankiel,
yeah.
Was your, he was like him and Malcolm Jamal Warner. They were like your two, you know, Brad Carson's Mount Rushmore, man. Rick Ankiel.
I still like Rick Ankiel.
He was a Redbird, right?
Yeah.
Am I making that up?
No.
Okay.
He was a Redbird twice. Like, he did the comeback tour and came back, and he was trying to do it again.
Lost his baseball mind.
Yeah, he lost his brain, bro.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What was what year was it that y'all won the World Series?
Well, let's see. What, 13?
2013.
13.
Yeah, I thought it was
which one?
Oh.
There's so many.
Which one are you speaking of? Was it the 82
right.
Or the 13 or the one year they opened the new stadium and they won it in 2006? I'm trying to figure out which one you're talking about.
No, 13, the Red Sox won.
Was it the 12 or 11? 11. It was 11. Yeah. I got it wrong. I forgot. I saw the Red Sox pick off the guy first.
It was 2011.
And break their hearts.
Jabs,
that was only when they won the league. I get confused.
Who was the dude that I'm thinking of, man? There's one guy, though. There's one guy that was on you, like, was it David Freeze, maybe, that I'm thinking
David
of?
He was a good player. He hit that.
Maybe it was him. Maybe it was that guy. But
we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah. But I know you were trembling in your boots over Jack's debut, but he did spare you. He did spare you.
Yeah.
But yeah, the only reason I was like, because like, everybody was tweeting about it. Everybody was like, I there was a couple guys I followed from Kansas City.
You know Jack Caglia?
Yeah. I remember when he played for Florida as a pitcher. Now he's apparently batting. So I don't know how that happens. Baseball is mystifying to me. Now, the last time I saw this dude, he was a pitcher, and now he's a designated hitter.
You should watch Shohei. He'll really confuse you.
No, I know Shohei's.
Oh, you're aware of his
style.
Story.
Yeah, yeah. He does both. He does he pitches and catches.
Pitches and catches.
Yeah, yes. He does both.
That's what he does.
Yeah,
catches himself. He runs to the plate. Yeah.
Now, this is why people love baseball, man. How could you not be wrong?
I think they love your breakdowns of the game.
How could you?
We
not
really
be...
should package it at some it's, point.
There's some way we can position it.
John on baseball.
Yeah. John on ball.
Yeah, but sometimes
dude,
like
you were all over Caglione's.
I was
debut.
I was, man. 100%. I was like, all right, let's see what this dude's all about. And then he disappointed me.
And took a crap on you.
I mean, he looked terrible.
Did you have money on him?
No. I would never bet on a professional baseball unless I go to the game. Yeah. That's my rule, Brad. Do you not know my rules by now?
I know your rules. I'm sorry.
I mean, come on, man. I bet while you were gone, I bet on college baseball. One game, Oklahoma State plus 165. Thank you. Walk-off homer. Loved that.
That's been interesting, actually. I mean, with sports slowing down here, and you got to wait 20 games between NBA Finals games now.
Oh, we'll talk about college baseball like it's this damn Super Bowl right now.
Right.
All right. I mean, we have schools that we recognize. Let's go.
Yes.
Tennessee.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, yes, I wanted the world to know it's not going to be a rundown story.
No, it's a pre-rundown.
I wanted you to know that I knew what was going on last night.
What's going on?
At Busch Stadium. What about the Cubbies? Don't be sitting over there quiet. What'd they do last night? They were off?
Just another W, button.
Hey. Congratulations to your Cubs. 5 games up in the NL, NL
much,
Central.
8-3 win over the Nats yesterday.
We play no games. We've been crushing people.
Killing, yes.
Oh, let's see. Michael Busch had a great day yesterday.
Yep.
Home run, 3 ribbies.
Yep, Suzuki,
3 or 4
PCA among the league leaders in RBI. Things are looking good for the Cubbies.
They look very good.
We're looking like we're going to be buyers at the deadline, going to get us some pitching and maybe make a run at this
Go
thing.
For it. You're 38-22.
Yeah.
You know, I love every time you bring it up, you know, Brad congratulates you, right?
It's like, the best record in the National League.
They look very good.
Even better than the Dodgers at this point. It's hard not to. Yeah, you have to show Cubs their
this
proper
is what
level
I
of respect.
I miss this, right? Mm-hmm. When the Cubs were good and the Cardinals are relevant.
They're in it.
You can't just dismiss it as we suck.
On Friday was 3 games.
Right.
You know it's 5 now.
Right. Well,
they've been in the thick of it. Yeah, they're right here. Had a great.
This is very unexpected.
Great month of May.
But it was 3 on Friday, and now it's 5.
Yes,
what
it's
happened?
5.
We got out of May, and now they're falling back.
That's right. Because
they had an unbelievable May. It's like 18-5 or something.
Jack Caglione.
You know, I don't know if it was
aura.
Him yesterday.
It's the aura. That's
they
what
did
it is.
Allow the Royals to come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just that aura.
And again,
that
I was also monitoring.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt, what more needs to be said right
this
now?
This has basically been a first rundown item on baseball. Maybe
it's
a first
good.
Time
you
ever.
Actually informed me on it.
Again, sometimes I have like my little tics, right? Like I just will obsess over one right. little.
Yeah.
And in this case, it was this debut of this kid.
Everybody's been talking about
who because like apparently mm-hmm. it's like the quickest call up in a long time. Like yeah. right, like he did a year in the minors, and that's it. And now he's getting called up. He's only 23 years old. Like Brent Rooker was doing, like he did like 7 years.
Right?
Like I was in there in the trenches. You
it's
know,
hard life.
I'd have been like, yeah, I'm just gonna go sell insurance, man. And 7 years,
it's a long time.
Like y'all gonna forget about?
Well,
me,
how right? many times do you think Brent Rooker thought about giving up?
Had to. I mean,
it
honestly,
has to enter your mind.
How can it not?
Yes.
How can it not? Because you're like, does anybody even remember that I'm here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hello? Yeah.
I have a friend whose kid's 25, and he's at AA Arkansas, not to get into the weeds here, but he's in Springdale, okay? And he makes like $2,000 a month right now.
It's amazing.
So he has his signing bonus.
It's amazing.
He made $100,000 on his signing bonus. He's drafted in the 14th round
he's
out of Arkansas.
He's living on his signing bonus right now.
So he's trying to paste together $25,000 of that a year over 4 or 5 years. He was a 22-year-old drafted out of Arkansas.
Yep.
And so what do you do? And now he's dealing. He just had Tommy John's and he's throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stay or you go? You could end up like Brooke Rooker and be a millionaire.
That's right.
And get your dream.
That's
or
right.
make piss for another 3 or 4 years.
I mean, because I gotta look this up, but I want to say Brent was pretty like he was like he's 30 now, so he had to be like 26.
Yep.
I mean, I know he had a couple of, like he was with the Twins organization, like he was on the roster, so that probably made it a little easier. But man, you know, I got to think at some point there's like this, you know, you're past the Rubicon. I'm all right. I'm 25. Like they're a drafting guy that they
yeah.
5 years have gone since I got drafted. I'm gonna move on with my life, but.
25 is when he made his debut with Minnesota.
Okay.
Right? Or, yeah.
He debuted in 2020. I think he was drafted pretty soon. You know, pretty.
He had a long college career.
Yeah,
so
he only did 3 years yeah. in the minor, so it's not a terrible. But again,
it's pretty good.
You're getting up on that cutoff where like, all right, I gotta figure out what my life's gonna be. But Jack did not have to worry about that. And nope. Again, 10-7 debut win
sucks
for Jack. In an 0-5 at the plate. There were better days ahead, Jason.
Exactly.
Better days ahead.
Yep.
And again, congrats to the Cubs. Every day around this time, we do a rundown. Let's go.
Thank you.
Just as a programming note, on my deathbed, I will say that I would have been a baseball player had my parents not gotten divorced. I will say that. I played baseball for St. Michael's. My mom and dad got divorced, and, you know, we don't really have baseball programs in the public school system. So I batted fourth. I was him. I was really him.
You can also say that
Caglione went 0-5 in his debut.
That's right. But got the win. 10-7 over the St. Louis Cardinals. 10-7.
From your deathbed.
Down 7-2.
You remember the day.
I remember the day, June 3rd, 2025, when Big Jack made his debut. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a great one.
But the team won.
The team won 10-7 over the St. Louis Cardinals. Yep. Five back now of the Chicago Cubs. All right, on to less important matters. The New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau, and they need a head coach. And by the way, they're going to pay him $30 million to go away. So that is quite the paycheck there for Tom Thibodeau.
Did it say how many were? I know he'd been there five. We so rarely sometimes don't know how many they had left in terms of
that
years.
That I do not know.
Okay, but $30 million, man.
Yeah, $30 million is the number he's going to get.
Wow.
Just to not be the Knicks, he must have gotten an extension in
it
there.
Have to be right. Yeah.
But there are odds at BetOnline mm-hmm. for the New York Knicks head coach, and the reason why I like these at Bet Online is because you can actually bet on it. Like, it's not like here are the odds that we think and nobody can bet on it. Like, you can actually bet on these, so they will move based on information and volume. The favorite right now for the Knicks head coach is Johnny Bryant.
Oh, wow.
Minus 150. Mike Malone opened as the favorite at even money, but he has moved to plus 150. So now Cleveland Cavaliers assistant Johnny Bryant is the favorite. I can't say I really understand the decision to go from Tibbs, who at least is, you know, accomplished. Maybe he's flawed, but accomplished. And deciding that, all right, we're not going to continue with you, so we're going to hire a 39-year-old first-time head coach.
Right.
To try to go all in on this thing.
Right. It doesn't match up with what Rose said about
championship.
Only focused on his championship.
Doesn't
match up.
I was having this fight in this group chat that I'm in about this yesterday because the whole group chat was like, oh, it's going to be Johnny Bryant. It's going to be Johnny Bryant. And my point was, and one of the guys in the group chat actually works for the Cavs. He's on the bench there. So okay. he's close to Johnny. And Johnny may be a great basketball mind. I don't know. It's like the Isolo thing.
Well, he clearly is. I mean, he was in Phoenix's top two, no?
Yes. And they just hired the other guy. One. So that made
the other Cleveland guy.
Yeah, Jordan Ott.
Right.
But it's like, okay, why are you paying Tibbs $30 million to go away because you don't think he's good enough to get you to the next level? And you're giving the keys not to Mike Malone, not to Jay Wright, not to even Taylor Jenkins. Who's done it? Who's the winningest coach in the history of the Grizzlies? And you're giving it to Johnny Bryant, a guy that has never been a head coach ever, because he's more controllable. Because he's more, is that really what we're doing here? Because he's more like agreeable to whatever you want to do. I don't think that's a winning formula. I don't think that's going to be better for them than Tibbs. And you know, I think they're going to ultimately look bad as a result of this. But it does appear as though it's going to be Johnny Brown. I mean, it doesn't have to be Johnny Brown. He's just the favorite right now, minus 150.
It was mentioned, too, that that KD, if they wanted to make a move and get Towns out of there and bring in KD, that he wouldn't play for Tibbs. And so that might be a reason that Tibbs had to go.
Okay.
It was mentioned by Wendy and the crew this morning.
All right, well, now some things are coming to light.
However, this was but what was clear also is that this was player driven. Even though you had Brunson, you know, stepping forward and saying, "No, I mean, are you asking me if I think he's the guy? Yeah, I think he's the guy." I mean, that public state, he endorsed him, but still behind the scenes, apparently, those players were, let's go a different direction. I say that to say, I don't think the front office is necessarily looking for a puppet that they can control. They certainly didn't have that in Tibbs. They let Tibbs do it his way all the way down to this series when, frankly, should have, as Henson pointed out, should have made those adjustments earlier. I mean, they let him coach his way. I think what happens is you end up running those players into the ground doing it. You're yelling for more energy. Those dudes are gassed because you haven't played the bench in games 1 and 2, right? So they're tired of you. They're ready to move on. But I don't think necessarily you're looking for some guy who's just going to come in and acquiesce to everything the front office says. I think my point is that I think they're fine with being coached. They just don't want somebody that's going to go overboard, be slow to make adjustments, only play, you know, 6-7 guys. They don't want that. And so from that standpoint, I think, you know, you need to be looking at a Michael Malone.
Yeah.
Especially if the message from the front office is we're only focused on championship. Forget, I mean, you mentioned Taylor Jenkins has done it. Okay, he's coached. He's not like Johnny Bryan. But he's only won one playoff series.
No, that's fair.
Which is now a point that the Knicks need to be beyond and should be beyond.
Yeah.
Having advanced the Eastern Conference Finals this year, it should be about finals. They need to be looking at somebody. Now, I'm at where we were yesterday that Michael Malone is the kind of coach.
Yep.
You know, check on Van Gundy. See if he'd be interested.
Right.
He may be. It may have passed him by at this point. I know he's back on that Clippers staff.
Yep.
But in terms of his time in New York, I'd check on Jay Wright. Because
he's plus 550.
I would just check because I'm with you on Jay Wright. I don't think the NIL game. You know, if North Carolina, we were discussing with Henson. Wright looks great. He's 63 years old. But you said the key point there. Does he want to play this NIL game now? Because it ain't about loyalty anymore. You're losing guys. You're not going to have that Villanova crew you had year after year. You know what I'm saying? That it's not that time. Or how about NBA, where it's not so much like that. Hey, your general manager is going to handle your roster.
Yep.
You're just coaching. This, to me, seems like if he is going to come out of it at 63 out of retirement, this to me seems more like something you'd want to do. That said, go back to what Leon and those guys said, Leon Rose. Hey, we're only focused on championships. Jay Wright hadn't done it at this level. He's back to rookie NBA coach at least.
Yep.
So that's why I like Michael Malone.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I believe me, I do. If you're going to sort of go this direction, Tibbs is flawed, but he is undeniably I don't know what I want to call him. He's a good coach.
He's a
good coach who's won series.
No question.
And you're coming off of an Eastern Conference Finals appearance, right? So to say, okay, we're not going to continue with him. So what are you going to do?
That's consecutive 50 win seasons for the Knicks for the first time since 91-95. That was Pat Riley. You got to go all the way back there, bro.
Yep.
Like he got them, and he finally made them something other than a joke.
Yep.
Which is what they had been since the Pat Riley era.
Exactly.
Since Pat Ewing and those guys.
I mean, what really killed them is here's what's killing the Knicks. And maybe, Jason, maybe this is why they may have to hire Johnny Bryant. It may be a situation where it's like people don't want that job because, A, you got to work for James Dolan, who does not have a great reputation as an
owner. But Dolan's governor. But he's apparently letting Leon run this thing now.
No,
now.
He is. But, like,
that's
you know,
word,
you got to figure out, do you believe
no,
that?
No, you do.
And then,
you do.
They have no picks. They have no future because they spent all of it to get Bridges and Ananobi. Yeah. So if you don't like, you may not think the roster's good. You may not if you're Mike Malone. I'm just like, let's just use him as an example.
You're in the East with no Jason Tatum.
That is true. I mean, it's a lot easier in the East.
And you just won 50 something games.
Right.
Their 23 playoff wins over the last three seasons are the third most in the NBA behind the Celtics and the Nuggets.
Yep. Now you're that's fair.
That's what Tibbs was winning at a high level.
Yep.
A level New York hadn't seen in eons. And so you're firing him. You better be bringing in something good, something big time.
Yep.
Because I don't think you can. Clearly this Johnny Bryant guy is highly thought of and is the next one. He's in all these searches for, you know, when it comes to these new guys, he seems like next up. But I don't think the Knicks can go that route.
They should have just kept Tibbs.
Not now.
In my opinion.
Yeah, they should have kept Tibbs. If that, you know.
Yeah.
Unless, again, you've got Brunson. You've decided you're keeping Cat because of everything you've spent so far. Nobody's going to take him either.
Yep.
And he said I don't like him either. Mm-hmm. You know, and you've decided you're keeping him. You're in bed with him, and so as a result of the players, you maybe that's the reason you had to move on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't be doing it for KD. Let me tell you that. I don't know about that. That rumor seems awfully way out there, but it got mentioned in some serious circles today. I just thought.
Yeah.
I don't care about KD at this age.
Exactly.
I'll change my coach because of it. Again, the guy had put together back-to-back 50-plus win seasons. They don't do that in New York.
Can you think of a situation where a move like this actually worked for the team that did it?
Well, like, everybody says this is the put you over the top move.
I know, but can you think of an instance where that actually did, in fact, accomplish that goal or even came close? Like, the Grizzlies did this to Lionel. When they got to the Western Conference Finals, they fired him after they got to the finals whatever they call it. I don't remember what they called it, but they promote Dave Yeager, who did not come close to that success.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a bad coach, right? But did not replicate that success. I don't remember.
I mean, where'd Doug get it to? He's the one that's always brought up for Phil. Collins.
Yeah. Doug what Collins. Year would that have been?
Oh, 90. 89, somewhere in there, because the Bulls won their first one 91, right, versus the Lakers. So
okay. But that's there. Less about
I was just saying, were they at the finals?
But yes, that would be the example.
Because you're wanting coaches who made it, got to the finals
of
their conference finals, and then got replaced, and next coach came in and took it.
Obviously a good call. But in fairness, Phil Jackson, best of all time, right? I mean.
Best at having stars and winning titles with them.
Was he an assistant at that time? Yeah, he was in Puerto Rico, bro. All right, he was an assistant for the Bulls under Doug Collins. They hired him from Puerto Rico, and then they promoted him. All right, that worked, but it worked because Michael freaking Jordan existed. All right,
well, it did.
I mean, you could have been on the bench.
I mean, you got Brunson,
right? And honestly, you know what? It would have worked for Doug Collins. If they'd have kept Doug Collins in that job, he would have done the same thing.
You think Mike would have gotten him
Yes,
there?
Bro. Yes. Michael Jeffrey Jordan in the freaking 90s, bro.
Well, Doug didn't have him reading books.
I mean, yeah.
Phil assigned a book to each player that they took very seriously, John.
Yeah.
And it was part of the coming together.
Yeah.
Doug didn't have that in his repertoire.
That's true. That is true. I don't know what Doug had. I guess
not enough. Just the curly hair and a lot of passion.
All right, here's another one, and you're not gonna like it. You're not gonna like. I'm just saying that on the front end.
Doug was a good player, though.
You're not gonna like when I bring this example up.
Mark Jackson. I knew it was coming.
It's probably the most prominent one. It's probably
seen? He's got commercials. Even though y'all bumped him off the bumped him out of his role. It felt like as one of the main analysts.
He's got commercials, but no coaching. Right, and that's sort of, and which is fine. It worked out for him because he did it. I don't know.
Are we getting a role on one of these new NBCs or whatever?
Mark Jackson?
Are we coming back?
I have not heard Mark Jackson's name.
Him and Van Gundy or something. You know what I'm saying?
I have not heard Mark Jackson's
name. Let's
get
the band
name.
Back together.
Why are you lumping in Van Gundy? Mark Jackson is his own man.
No, Van Gundy used to, remember, that was a crew. Him and Van Gundy
Jeff Van Gundy.
Yeah, Jeff Van Gundy.
Okay. I thought that you were about Stan. Yeah, okay,
no. Him and Jeff were a crew. I want to say with Breen.
Yeah, maybe you're right. They broke it up.
That up.
Yeah. I haven't seen Mark Jackson's name mentioned at all.
But so we can't even get back into the analyst game.
I did see, though, that they're this finals crew they have of Doris. Who is it? Who is
Doris and Jefferson.
Yeah.
I just watched it.
Yeah, this
Richard
one.
Jefferson.
I read that this one is not going to do multiple finals. Yeah. Is it Stan Van?
I'm pretty sure it's just Doris, Richard Jefferson, and Breen.
Oh, it's Breen.
That's their A crew.
Yeah.
is what we just saw.
Yeah, so there's like a whole piece up at The Athletic about it.
I'm fascinated by these crews and who's going to be number one, you know, for these folks.
So, yeah, I mean, ESPN fired Mark Jackson. And so it promoted.
They fired him or just let him go?
According to The Athletic. Well, I mean.
Did he do something else?
No,
that's
I think
what I'm
they,
saying. Did it add to the.
I don't know. I think it was just
I
him.
I thought they let him go. When
well,
they
I don't remember when it happened, but, you know, I think his lack of other things he did probably hurt him there and probably made a lot of money.
So they laid him off.
Yeah. I mean, okay, okay. If, yeah. I mean, I'm when, just,
the way you said fired, well, I don't know yeah. if he did something.
Yeah,
here,
laid
with them
off
at the end. Yes. Okay.
But in The Athletic story, they do use the word fired.
Okay. Okay.
But it may be the same. It may mean the same thing. But there's yeah. There's this whole piece about.
Well, you said that, so. Doris and Richard aren't coming back, or at least multiple times.
Yeah. So this is what Andrew Marchand writes about it. While Jefferson, who won one ring in a very good 17 year career, has shown potential and is committed to being an analyst, ESPN passed him over for Reddick last year. ESPN did not name Reddick's replacement in the offseason. This year, ESPN waited and waited before finally naming Jefferson to be Breen and Burke's partner.
Jefferson is good.
You like him?
Yes.
Okay.
I know he said some things about Memphis that we hold against him, but
yeah,
he's good, man. He brings the energy. I think he's great.
I haven't really locked in and paid attention to the
funny. I mean he's gonna bring some funny to it too.
Yeah. People are like time is not being kind to Mike Breen. People, you know, do not hold him in the same regard today. Like people trash him all the time I see on social media. And
people are trashing Mike Breen. I thought he was still like GOAT status.
They're saying like he's washed now. They're saying like he's just
no.
Not.
It sounds the same to me. That's interesting. Maybe boy, they've changed his crew so much though, and you have to develop a new chemistry. How can we put that on Breen?
Yeah,
you
know,
because like we said, he had Mark Jackson, Mike Gundy for a while there.
Yeah, like I'm looking at this tweet from May 27th, and it got 31,000 likes. ESPN basketball coverage is so hilariously bad. Mike Breen is washed. Doris Burke is terrible, and they follow it up in the morning with a rotation of Kendrick Perkins, the Morris Twins, and a splash of Gilbert Arenas.
Dang.
The Morris Twins are terrible.
Greeny likes them. Man, let me tell you what. I told y'all, he gave Rudy Gay a shot. Worst. Greeny did not invite him back, but he's had the Morris Twins back several, so know that the Morris Twins are better than Rudy Gay.
Yeah. What was Rudy just didn't have the
bro? He kept trying to pull it out of Rudy. Come on, tell me. Rudy's like, okay. You know, he kind of had to wake it. I don't know. Rudy seems like he's cool. You know, when you're talking
exactly
shop off air with him,
yes,
much like a Taylor Jenkins type. It would feel like.
Well,
but you get him in front of that mic, yeah, even though he looks the part.
Right. Some of these guys don't want to.
Too short.
Yes.
Come on.
They don't want to. They don't want to criticize.
I need you to elaborate.
They don't want to. Like that's why. Obviously, we talked about it yesterday. That's why Jeff Teague is so good.
Well, and to your point, that's why Greeny likes the Morris Twins because they're willing to criticize.
Right. Yes. But it's like I don't know, and I say this respect. I don't know how much is in there.
Morris Twins.
You from an IQ standpoint.
One of them's much better. No, they're smart dudes. Smarter than you think. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. One of them, again, the twins.
Well, you don't know which one.
One of them's better than the other one.
Right.
Significantly.
But, like, Teague's got, like, stories and recall, and, like, that's what you got to have.
Bro, you going to stop calling up Jeff Teague.
Teague is a goat, bro. Jamal Crawford is really good.
What is Teague on?
He has a podcast, man.
We're talking about people that are doing it for ESPN and others,
yeah,
and you keep bringing up Jeff Teague.
He's going to be there.
He's not even on NBA TV, is he?
Oh, anybody can get on NBA TV. Anybody can do that. We're not going to diminish or devalue ourselves by appearing on NBA TV, bro.
What is the name of Jeff Teague's podcast? Because we know you're one of his top fans.
It is called Club 520.
I've heard of it.
Yes. Go listen to it.
I don't like the way you just continue to put him in the conversations about folks that are actually doing it. You know what I'm saying? And you're trying to raise him up into that conversation. He's not ready for that. He hasn't proven.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you that if he got it, like he would lap most of the people that ESPN is bringing on right now. He would lap them.
I'm surprised. My surprise in this whole take was what they say about Breen, that they say he's washed. I look at him and I say, wow, he's getting up there in age. I didn't realize he was that old because I can see him aging physically.
Right.
But I still, I look at him and I say the man's still on top of his game. I've never,
yeah,
I didn't sense any slippage.
No, I think the bangs are still as emphatic as they have always been. I mean, sometimes I don't know what I'm supposed to think. Social media tells me I need to like Mike Breen. They tell me all these different.
Maybe
things.
That was more about some of the other guys that are on the list that the 31,000 likes on there.
Yeah, I think Mike Breen is the least of the.
Kendrick Perkins is polarizing. I like him, yes. Kendrick, but many don't.
Social media also tells you that you're not supposed to like Doris Burke.
Why?
I don't know. Social media has never liked Doris Burke.
But I do wonder if her time, if she's past her prime. I like her.
Well,
she's fine.
Well, she never had a chance.
I don't tune in.
This is like the only time where she's been like prominently featured.
Okay.
Like, I'll be honest. Beth Mowins, not my cup of tea in terms of the delivery.
That's not
because she's a woman, though. It's not because she's a woman.
You need to stop.
It's not.
On her.
You like Beth Mowins? No way.
She's a professional.
No way.
She's a professional.
You're. No. He's not. He is just putting on a cape right now.
Bro, she can do anything.
I mean, she's just not my cup of tea.
You have to be versatile to be good at it, to be a pro at this.
Yes.
She is.
Look,
And so that's why you got to back up, bro.
She's
versatile. She's better on it than you would be.
Well, again.
So you have to be careful.
You got
to
go back to my tape at the.
She runs circles around Teague.
At the, what was it? What was I doing? The All-Star game. You got to go back and listen, man. I think I had a real, year two was better than year one. I just kept getting better and better. Then, unfortunately, COVID hit.
Beth Mullen do softball, baseball, football, do it all.
No, she's, but
she
you know,
does it all.
It ain't about the fact that she's a woman. I criticized Steve Levy. I said Steve Levy wasn't the man for Monday Night Football, and lo and behold, they took him off Monday Night Football. So, you know, my eye test here for who's who in broadcasting has been, I'm one for one right now. I'm not saying Beth Mowins can't, but it just feels like she does a lot of Memphis football games. And I'm just like, you know, she's just not my cup of tea.
Doris lost some of her fire when they took her partner, Mark Jones, away from her.
She did. You're right.
Because she loved working with Mark Jones.
She did. She sure
did. And this Richard Jefferson cat that fancies himself a ladies' man with his shirt all unbuttoned down to his belly button and all that, coming in here doing all that laughing, bringing all that, all them jokes and all that insight.
Yep.
She doesn't feel the same way about him.
That's right.
That she did about Mark.
That's right.
And so that might be why you're not getting that same level, right? Why it doesn't feel the same for her.
Oh, I definitely think
that's part
of it.
Because her and Mark were a team. They hit it off. You know, she loved him.
And here's the reality.
He loved her.
They probably worked together, I'd assume, for years
and
years.
They had been together for years. That was the chemistry those two had. They could feel, they could finish each other's sentences,
that's right.
Literally.
It is really, really hard to build that. With any, like, it's just
that's
very,
what I'm saying about Breen, y'all. Yes. Y'all giving him new stuff. He had a great thing going with Van Gundy and Mark Jackson.
It's much lower scale, but I will have this conversation with Goodman all the time about Field of 68 shows. I tell him, dude, pick teams that you put on certain days of the week and let the teams stay as they are so we can build rapport with each other. Stop putting me with all these random people, you know, this guy, that guy, that guy, this guy. Just pick six teams and let them build the chemistry and go from there. But, you know, they never do that because availability is too difficult and they're not paying ESPN money for people to be available. So, you know, it just is what it is. But chemistry is very hard to find, and you're not going to find it with everybody. You're just not. And I think that's probably what this crew is dealing with. It can happen in time, but I'm pretty much, when it comes to that kind of thing, I am of the belief that you either have that chemistry from Jump Street or you don't. Like, there's either something there or there isn't. I mean, it could get better, obviously, always, but you kind of know when you put personalities together, is there a spark here? You know, it may need a little bit of gas, but is there a spark?
I think my team is Breen, Van Gundy, Jefferson. That's what I want.
Okay. Jackson does not make your list. You're a big Jefferson guy. I did not know that.
He's gotten really good. He's so funny.
Yeah. You follow him
if
on
you
Twitter?
Don't hold the Memph. No, I don't go there.
Then it's not real.
I don't need to
follow. It's not real for you unless you follow him on social media. I mean,
not real in a lot of cases. Then I have a lot of respect for a lot of people that I don't follow on social media.
All right.
that I think are getting great at their jobs. Richard is that. He's, I can tell he's committed.
Yeah.
Not just to trying to be pretty.
Right. Right.
He's in it to win it.
Obviously he is not in the mix for the Knicks head coach. He's going to be on the finals, but it is currently minus 150 for Johnny Bryant to be the next head man in New York.
So it's kind of LeBron-ish. Do you remember when LeBron was put out of the playoffs? What did we find out very soon after? He had a meniscus injury.
Yeah, it was something like that.
So Karl-Anthony Towns, according to sources likely Karl-Anthony Towns, says he's undergone treatment on his bruised left knee. And to repair ligament damage on that left finger, he thought at one time was broken. Remember, he was
favoring it. There's doubt about it. There's no question.
I think it's broken.
Ligament
damage is real.
It is real.
He wants you to know postseason. He wants you to know how real it was.
Well, yes.
And that this is part of the reason why they came up short, why he was so terrible defensively. And the man's basically playing on one leg with one hand out there.
Can we get a respect?
Okay.
Can we get? I mean, I know that maybe this is not a cat show, but he was battling.
Despite the injuries.
I saw.
He posted at least 20 points in every game against the Pacers and had a double-double in five of those contests.
All right, so let me tell you what the lowest form, in my opinion, of sports radio is. It's the guys in the big markets, in the New Yorks, in the Chicagos, in the Phillies, in the Bostons, who attack the players on a personal level. And they play they can get away with it because it's a big market and whatever. That's just the style, right? There was a guy on The Fan yesterday who I saw, and I can't remember his name. It was, I think it was Boomer's partner, maybe? Gio, does that sound right, Brad? Okay, Gio, yeah. And he called Cat a loser. He was calling him a loser. Like, it wasn't like, you know, criticizing that he didn't do this, that he didn't do that. He called him a loser. That's the brand up there, right? Is that you attack players in that way. And he was going on this long tangent about how you'll never do this with Cat because he's a loser and he's a losing player and la, 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 la. But if I were on that show, I would have cut him off in the middle of his stupid tangent. I would have said, Gio, they literally went around further than they did a year ago after bringing in Cat. So how can you say that he's a losing player when you won more with Cat than you had in 20 years? Yeah. And a lot of it is because of Cat. I'm not saying.
No, I'll give it to you.
I mean, they made a move for him.
A lot of it is because
they said Randall's not going to get us there. And they did other things too. But Cat helped them.
They were also healthy.
And they were healthy.
Brunson.
Yes. Yeah, no question about it. But in terms of getting there, Cat was a
Cat
big part
him,
of it.
Man. And that, we'd be lying if we said he didn't.
So you can't call that man a loser. Cat has won basically every year. He's been in the league. I mean, he won with the Timberwolves. They were, you know, he's not a loser. He's not
a
loser.
Okay.
That is what I would push. This man is far from a loser.
Is Donovan Mitchell a loser?
He's a front runner. That's what I've put him in a category. He's a front runner.
Are these too close?
Cat's got some front run in him, no question.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I would call him. Cat is the guy that's going to take and make 35-footers when they're up 15. Yes. But he's not a loser. He's not a loser. Is he somebody that I would necessarily want on my team? Like, not, no. But there are moments when.
You can't call him a loser.
He took, like, he won them a couple of games in that Piston series.
You know who a loser is Rudy Gobert. That's a loser.
Rudy Gobert is an absolute
that man's
loser.
A loser.
Gets played off the floor every series that matters. Like, he's a loser.
Yeah, Cat's not a loser. But he might be front run. He might be Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about the contract? Fine. You want to talk about that? I'll listen to that.
Just because, too, you can make an argument. Everything he's going to give you offensively and from a rebound standpoint, he's going to give back on the defensive end. And that was part of this series. Now, he's letting us know he was banged up
and
hurt.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm sure it affected him.
That's right.
Now, I've had to back up, man, because we've sort of referred to him as soft, especially when we handled them a couple of years ago in the playoffs.
Yep.
You look at Jaren's numbers and you compare Jaren to his numbers, they don't stack up.
Right.
I mean, there's what Cat does, which is professional
league.
Big man.
That's right.
And there's what Jaren's doing, which
that's
is
right.
I'm trying to be a professional
that's
big
right.
man, even though I'm qualified, almost qualified for
exactly
max money.
Right.
So I've had to back up off Cat to
yep.
your point.
Yep.
yep. call him a loser or anything like that. Bro brings the numbers. He produces. Brings the double. He produces.
Yes.
And he was out there. He's playing through injury, clearly.
Exactly.
I mean, so now you can say he hurt them defensively. Jaren's a better defensive player, clearly. But what this dude does in the other category, he dwarfs Jaren in so many other categories.
I mean, again, think about that Pistons game. I don't. Maybe it was game five. I don't remember which one it was. Exact game six. No, it might have been actually game four where he hits some ridiculous shots in the fourth quarter. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
20 of the 24 that yeah, one wasn't it?
And then he did it again against the Pacers.
This series.
And he did against. So he had multiple games this postseason where they're not winning without him.
He said Brunson. He even said it. He saved us.
Yes. So I just like, again, I know that that's the New York sports talk brand. I get that. But like, you know, it's just not, it's not rooted in accuracy. It's not rooted in anything that's factual.
Yeah,
like,
I bring it down a little.
Again, do I want to sit here and like, I'm not trying to like, you know, write a love letter to Kat. He's got problems. Like, he's got, you know, he commits some of the most egregiously stupid fouls you will see.
Unnecessary. He cries too much.
Makes too much money, right?
Clearly, probably. His teammates were frustrated with him. We saw some of the back and forth, him and Anunoby during the season.
But I think he gets subjected to a level of criticism that is not really warranted.
That's where I'm at on him. I had to back up.
Yeah.
And I think I was part of it back in the day.
Even Gilbert Arenas just went on him today and called him the B word and said he's got girl hips and all these different things. And just like, man.
You can't go. I've seen it. I've seen the memes that they're doing. Right, you know, flipping his wrists and all this stuff. Like, you got to stop, man.
Easy target. I get it. I mean, I've made jokes about his yelling on the court too. But
I think of being with the Knicks now has made him even more of one because of the platform and the market.
But, you know, he lost his mom.
I know.
You know, I mean, this, like, Kat really has not, like, he's not a villain. He's never done anything to anybody that really should put him in a, like, where I want to dunk on this dude all the time, you know?
And unlike Embiid, he's out there on the floor.
Exactly. He's out there. Like, he plays, he produces. His team just got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, everybody can't win the title, bro. One team a year can't win the title. And, yeah, they should have beat the Pacers, you know? A lot of things should have happened.
Now, I did start this segment off kind of making fun of him trying to be like LeBron and say he was injured.
Well, that
happens.
And
you flipped it on me here.
Well, and I mean,
have flipped it on me.
I'm not trying to, like.
Yes, you have. Yeah, you're trying to sign him to lift. That's what you guys are doing.
I just think sometimes I'm an empath. At my core, I'm an empath.
Well, the thing about the New York, they were sensationalizing, but he just needed to bring it down some.
Right.
You could say
he's got bad habits. Yeah. That these are habits that tendencies will never, you know, whatever. If you want to have that opinion, it's fine. But I just think with Kat, it's not just the guy in New York. It's like, it's so personal. I just don't understand why.
Well, it is clear to me I would take him over Julius Randle any day of the week.
Yeah.
Because the effort's going to be there on Kat's part.
Yeah.
The production's going to be there.
Exactly.
Julius, man, that dude's an enigma.
Yeah.
And he's a walking three turnovers.
He is.
Which ain't going to help you any year against OKC.
And there are games where he doesn't rebound the ball.
Yeah.
You know, Kat's going to get you 12 rebounds a game.
Like second in the league in rebounding. Second or third in the league in rebounding this year.
I mean, Kat has his moments where he is legitimately unguardable.
You are continuing to go on and on about it, though.
I don't like – I mean, again, he doesn't need me defending him. He makes $50 million a year. But I just don't like it when guys are teed off on what I perceive to be unfairly. I'm all about it when guy like Aaron Rodgers, let's go. Let's pile on that dude. He's an idiot, all right? He's out of his gourd. And why is he still not with the Steelers? What's going on? It's just very bizarre to me.
If we could combine Jaren and Kat, and Kat could have Jaren's defense.
Karen.
No, you fool for that. Because it's not. And he was second behind Sabonis in rebounding this year, because that's the part that we need for Jaren. He's
Jaren
a walking double
double. Jackson Jr. That'd be the you know, catch rebounding Jaren's.
We need them to go to each other's camp this summer.
The problem is they'd still foul out even if you combine them. They both have.
They would do the camp of whining.
Yeah.
And they would have it in the camp of bad fouls.
That's really the issue.
But if he could go to Kat's double-double camp.
Yeah, like Penny's point guard camp.
Yep, and then Kat could go to Jaren's defense camp.
Yeah. You really have the perfect player.
They would both come out improved.
Right, and then they could go to Mike Conley's sportsmanship camp.
That's right, no wine camp.
They never get technicals, you know, and are always on the floor. Yeah, I think at that point you have spliced the arguably perfect player.
We've built something complete.
You heard that movie Splice?
No.
A little later in your history.
Multiplicity, was it with Keaton?
See that one?
Am I making that one up?
I don't know. I don't know Multiplicity, man.
Okay.
I know Splice though. That was like a 2011 film, or 2009 film. It was like an alien movie.
Remember Splice? It must have been real B level.
It was Adrian Brody.
He's a quality actor.
Yeah.
Oscar winner, if I'm not mistaken.
So they basically spliced animal DNA to create hybrids. That's kind of what you're proposing here, is a splicing of Jaren and Kat, and you get, you know, the best big man that ever lived.
Or just go to each other's camp. You ain't got to splice them.
Yeah, right. You don't have to do that. But
improve your skills.
Exactly. But, you know, look, I got a soft spot for Kat. I do.
We've stumbled upon that. Didn't know we were going to do that today with you. But in some weird way, it's been refreshing.
He's got a bad contract. He makes too much money.
Way too much.
You know, in the end, that's the market.
But John loves him.
He's on that Supermax, right? He's got one of those Supermaxes.
Yes. Yes.
So,
but again, second in the league in rebounding.
Exactly. I mean, Eastern Conference
Finals. That's
a big
that plays big.
It's a big that plays big. And he probably's not on the floor enough because of the fouls. But he doesn't deserve the vitriol that has seemed to be coming his way. You know? And I certainly don't think he should be subjected to personal attack. But whatever, he's a professional athlete. He doesn't need me crying for him.
You've done plenty of that.
Life will go on. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd, the four, is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about NIL, about Phylon, lots more to come. Stick around, Jason and John.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're going to be betting, make sure you do it on VIP Play, exclusive in the state of Tennessee. Got NBA coming up tomorrow. Got hockey, the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. College baseball. It's all there on VIP Play, Tennessee. New customers, bet $5, get $100. Why wouldn't you be betting at VIP Play, Tennessee? Easy to deposit, easy withdrawals. VIP Play, Tennessee. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. So there was some media news. We've been talking a lot about media news lately this summer. I guess this is when all the deals get done, right? Stephen A. Smith is going to be on Sirius XM. He's going to be on Mad Dog Radio from 1 to 3, I believe, is his new time. And I'm just glad that he's finally got a platform. He has not had one of those in a long time.
Right.
I feel like this. I think Stephen A. Smith has too many jobs. I do. I don't want to like put a limit on, but I think he's overworked is all I'm saying. I get it. He's got a huge platform, but I think he's overworked. Because you don't have Stephen A. fatigue. I have Stephen A. fatigue.
Coming from a man who has 8 or 9 jobs himself.
That's right.
A little bit of the pot calling kettle black. Now.
That's right. That's right. What's the rules for thee, not for me?
Wow.
You know, but he's making a little bit more money.
Yeah, he don't have kids and all that to try to.
That's true. I did not realize that.
And have a wife in the house and all that either that he's trying to take care of and appease at the same time?
That's amazing. He has a good setup. So I guess why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he want to have all the platforms? What else would he do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to stay out of the, you know, out of the streets. Huh. You know, all that money. Got to be careful. But he's going to be on Sirius XM replacing Michelle Beadle and Cody Decker. But Michelle Beadle's kind of the star there, right? And
star with quotations.
That's right. Michelle Beadle, of course, FanDuel TV, Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, run it
Lou
back.
Lou Williams, run it back.
Sure. Yeah. A show we talk about more than anybody else does.
Well, Michelle, upon learning the news, was not thrilled. And we actually have the audio from their show today. Jimmy Traina posted it, and this is how it went. Yeah, so there you go. She did not really hold back very much on her show. I didn't know that she had a show. I'm not a Sirius XM listener, right? I'm a big 92.9 live and local, number one in the 901, right? We have a great lineup here. We have Jeff in the morning. We have us. We have Jeffrey and company, and then we have Gabe.
Download the Odyssey app. You can hear it anywhere.
Right. So
stream it anytime.
Don't really know the T there, but tough spot. I empathize with her frustration, but I mean, if you got a chance to get Stephen A. on your national radio station every day for 2 hours, you're going to do it,
right? She probably, you know, it's kind of like Field of 68. Sounds like they maybe have fired you, but haven't told you
exactly.
So you kind of you owe it to her
exactly
to tell her at least, right? I mean, that's
yes,
she is there. She works for you.
Yep.
You could have let her know so she's not blindsided by it and then feeling the need to respond to it
right
like the way she is on air because
yes.
she's frustrated that
yes.
this comes down the way it did.
Yes.
And you've got her live out there. So
that's
you're
right.
kind of asking for it. You could have addressed this with her.
Yep.
And maybe you don't get a happy Michelle Beadle, obviously. You're probably not going to get one, but you get one that's willing not to light a fire to everything as she
Yeah, it sounds like she was told that there would be no announcement about what it was,
right.
and that so. You know, and then the details came out, and that was what, so she felt it was like double betrayal. It was like I'm getting replaced, and you guys lied to me about
right.
The
now I got to go on.
But you know, it's always kind of clumsy.
It just is
like, you know, I'm sure that when we got this show when it was announced, like it, I think it. Maybe the CA broke the story, if I recall correctly, or I think Brad had a way he wanted to do it because we had not named we had not announced it on our own, and then the CA kind of got the scoop. You know, I'm not sure how they got it. It's not like anybody here used to work for the Commercial Appeal, but then you know, so you have to. Like, it's a little clumsy. It just happens. It, you know, news leaks. It's part of the deal. Michelle's been in the business long enough to know that part of it too. So I think a lot of it's just kind of like. She used to be at ESPN. She's being replaced by, like, the face of ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a little bit of bitterness and saltiness about it, which nobody wants to get replaced. Nobody wants to lose
their
job.
I completely understand it.
You know.
And can relate to it, to be honest with you.
But in the end.
You got to be pro.
That's right.
But I don't think they'd necessarily handle it like pros on their end either.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
And you know how she sort of responds to these things. We've seen, you know, she has a history.
That's right.
She's a little bit of a live wire.
That's
put
right.
it that way.
Yeah, so. Look, it makes her good. It makes her, you know, a media.
Well, it's part of the reason she's been in the business
right.
for 20 plus years.
Exactly right. So, but yes, I did like her dig at Jamal Williams. Like Stephen A is going to say Jamal Williams plays for the Thunder.
Was that Stephen or was it Mad Dog she was saying?
Oh, maybe that was Mad Dog. Okay.
Because I think Stephen A would know. I thought that was kind of a reference to Mad Dog.
I thought it was Stephen A. Because she was like 2 hours of somebody saying that Jamal Williams played.
Yeah, Stephen A ain't going to get his name wrong for 2 hours, bro. The NBA is what he covers. Now,
right.
he might get an NFL right. name wrong.
Right.
Mad
right,
Dog
right, right,
would
right.
be the guy that for 2 hours would get.
No, Stephen
right,
A
Jalen
would definitely
Williams
get an
name.
NFL name wrong. But yeah. you're right. He does the NBA shit.
I picked that up as a Mad Dog reference. Could be wrong.
Yeah. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Only Michelle.
I think it suggests it was Mad Dog.
Well, don't be mad at Mad Dog.
Stephen A. came up on NBA. He's not going to get dude's name wrong for 2 hours.
He's a New York Knick diehard, you know? So, I don't know. It's an interesting time and up there. But, yeah, Mad Dog and Stephen A. back together.
Well, that's world takeover for Stephen A. That's what's happening. Just get ready for more.
Where does he stop?
At the top.
Of the United States of America, maybe even. The Oval Office.
He may have his eye on it. He may get there before The Rock does.
The Rock is not interested. The Rock is
I know.
Doing the, as you know, the UFC movie.
Yeah. Next order business, he'd be shutting down UFL, or certainly his part in it.
I mean, I think if he could offload, he probably would.
Okay.
But...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.